I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syria's October 5 parliamentary election results are in. Fragility and complexity are front and center. Here's Samuel with Redemptive Stories.
You've got a new government trying to enact a new system of law and even create a new constitution over the next 4 years. There's a lot at stake for what it means, particularly for minorities.
In last week's election, only 6 women and 10 members of minorities were among the nearly 120 seats chosen. Only 2 seats are currently given to represent Christians.
I think more and more Christians are realizing that this is not a place that will be safe for them.
As the church in Syria changes, Samuel says it'll need more leaders who are from Muslim, Druze, Alawite, and Kurdish Muslim backgrounds. Ask God to open the way for the gospel to reach deeper into these groups. And Farms International recently highlighted Pastor Alban in Bangladesh, who used a farms loan to renovate a house his wife inherited and turned it into a ministry location. Tim Landis with Farms says,
Alban is one of those people that Farms really looks to and is encouraged by, because everything he utilizes with his funds, the profit he gets from the farm's loan, and more specifically, the house. He just is so ministry mindset and ministry oriented.
Please pray that Farms will continue to see fruit like this as Christians are flourishing and choosing to give back to God with the things that he's blessed them with. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.